Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Your Spiegel, the London Guardian, the Financial Times of London, CBS News, the New York Times, all of them today and in previous days are writing multiple stories misrepresenting what Infowars.com is reporting. And they are misrepresenting what the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, is saying. They are misrepresenting what Ted Cruz, Texas senator, is saying. They're misrepresenting what Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas is saying, because this is all they can do is misrepresent and run dirty tricks. They can't have a square, upfront debate with the people. And quite frankly, I'm just tired of it. Number one, we're going to break down the deception of this week with George Stephanopoulos, the former Clinton chief of staff. I mean, need I say more? When we come back after this break. But they called us on Tuesday, and they said to my producer, yeah, we want to get Alex Jones on live. And I said to Nico, I said, agree to it, but say only live. We have all the emails right here. And I said, but watch. I said, prepare yourself, because by Friday, they're going to say, oh, sorry, it's taped. Then I said, when we refuse to do it, they're going to ask us if we're afraid. They did all that. Nico, who's worked here about 3 years, though, but now runs a lot of the setting me up for media interviews, he said, I can't believe they did exactly what you said they do. Because I've been doing this 20 years. I mean, I was on ABC News, CBS News. I was on Good Morning America like 18 years ago. I've been on The View. I've been on Fox 20-something times, CNN 20-something times. I mean, you name it, I've done it. And they just want to claim they tried to interview you as a prop. And I said, there's a chance they're going to, like, not have the car show up right or whatever to pick me up, because they demand to send a car for their guests as if you're under their control. Saw people on the InfoWars comments saying, why'd you want a car, Mr. Fancy Pants? That's what they do. So they have the guests, you know, in their hands. It actually makes sense if somebody's flown to New York to be on some show, and New York's a big city, you send basically a taxi cab to get them, a black taxi cab, proto-Uber, early Uber-type system they've had for 50 years. And it's not about Alex Jones. You know, this show, I don't want to make it about me and what's happened to me, but what's happening to us is a microcosm and a roadmap, a textbook to understand the different dirty tricks these people are basically running. So then Saturday, my producer calls me, Nico Acosta, and he says, yeah, sure enough, they want you to show up at 6:15 there to tape something for a 9 o'clock show. And I said, no, it's a five-minute segment. They're just doing that to mess with me. This has happened probably 30 times over the years. They will end up just getting me up early to mess with me. This is the kind of dirty tricks they run. And then never airing it or canceling when I get there to the studio, the satellite studio. That's a favorite tactic of CNN. They've done that to me probably 7-8 times, but not in the last 10 years or so, because I just refuse to be part of it. You notice I was in studio live with Piers Morgan. And sure enough, I get up this morning, I'm walking around in my robe, cooking, you know, breakfast for the kids and stuff. And I'd even stayed in town so that I could be closer to the studio. I live outside town most of the time. And 12 minutes before airtime, before 9 a.m. when it's live, they call and go, there's a car downstairs. Also, they could say, I chickened out and didn't show up. I mean, this is the type of theater these people engage in.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, by about 10 a.m. today, Central Standard Time, we're live on this Sunday edition, already the 10th day of May, 2015. I was getting tweets popping up on my iPhone. My phone rang. Joe Beggs called. I had some family call. And they were asking, why didn't you show up for this week with George Stephanopoulos? Is it true you chickened out? And I went, no. We were in negotiations with them for me to come on. But they changed the deal. So we told them yesterday that we weren't sure we were going to do it. We have the emails until they got back with us, and they didn't get back with us. So I didn't go on. And this is not about Infowars.com. It's not about Alex Jones. It's not about a talk show host that sits there like most of them do and just talk about myself all day. This is an example of media manipulation and deception and what they do to good political candidates, muckrakers, investigative journalists, and others. Remember the CBS News reporter that exposed Fast and Furious investigative journalists, so they fired her? Or the other journalist at ABC News that was exposing what was happening with the IRS persecution, so they fired him? I mean, this is what they do. There's a war on journalists, there's a war on whistleblowers, and everybody knows about it. A month ago, the president of the Associated Press came out and said, never in modern history has there been such a war on free speech in this country. And such a war on journalism. And whether this week with Stephanopoulos, the former Clinton chief of staff, I mean, talk about deceptive. That is like Pinocchio's archetype. You need to just understand that all these people can do is deceive. So long story short, Jade Helm is being called a firestorm by the Financial Times of London, the LA Times, the New York Times. It is a huge moment where states stop trusting the federal government because the federal government is basically run by special interest. Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex. Whether sought or unsought, you need to understand that it's taking over. He was a top general, patriot, Republican president. And when I was going to go on this week with Stephanopoulos today, I was going to start with a quote by Eisenhower. And I'd even memorize the exact quote. You guys put it on screen. As of yesterday, I actually had it printed up and then read it 10 or 15 times to get the full three-paragraph quote together. We must beware the influence, whether sought or unsought, of the military-industrial complex. And then he went into why. And so I was going to start with this three-paragraph quote and just say, please let me speak. Everyone knows we're turning into a police state. There's a national debate about militarization of police. And I was going to hold up Forbes and Reuters and Army Times with headlines about the Army preparing to take on gun owners, veterans, and the Tea Party in the headlines. How the Pentagon would crush the Tea Party. I mean, I always have exhibits, and they know that. So even if I got 1 minute, I was going to quote Eisenhower, and I was going to hold up articles and say, this is why we're concerned. And we're not against the rank-and-file military. Stop building a straw man. But I knew. I told my producer when they called and emailed Tuesday. He said, hey, this week once you want. And I said, listen, I'm not going to do it. I don't even want to respond because this is what's going to happen, Nico. They're going to wait till Friday. We're going to demand it be live. They're going to say, of course it's live. Then they're going to say, so that in case there's any satellite problems, which are less than 1% out of 1,000, it's just totally made up. It's more than, less than 1% out of 1,000. It's just, you might have seconds of down satellite time in a feed a month. It's just, do the math. I said, then Friday they'll say, in case there's satellite problems, we want to tape it Saturday or Sunday. And then sure enough, he calls me Friday night. Yeah, they just emailed and called. They want to tape it. And I said, next, they're going to say it's not 10 minutes, it's not 5 minutes, it's 2 minutes. And then, of course, he's on the phone with them. They start telling him that. And I said, they'll probably just get me at, say, 5 or 6 in the morning to harass me, drive me into town. This has happened to me just total more than 20 times with all the networks, like 8 or 9 times or something with CNN. To the point of I just won't respond to CNN. I've been flown to New York City and canceled on CNN and Fox News. Okay, I just don't do it anymore. But then some of the times I refuse and they go on the air and go, he's chicken, he won't come on. Well, I can't live on airplanes flying for you to cancel me where you play your little games. I won't do it. I'm the narrator on 2 or 3 Discovery Channel shows, history shows right now. What's incredible is I don't even watch the shows I'm on. Everybody tells me about them. I know I did go into the interviews. I've got a syndicated radio show. I've got millions of readers a day. I make documentary films that get seen 30, 40, 50 million times a piece. I don't need this week on ABC because all you're going to do is distort whatever I've said. So I only do it live. This is a microcosm of their deception. We're going to play the piece coming up. It's like 6 minutes long to analyze it. They had a guest host today. And so Nico calls me yesterday. I'm out shooting firearms. I'm out shooting the incredible head-down vigilance gun. It translates out of Latin into vigilance, or to win before. And I'm out there shooting these amazing firearms with Joe Biggs and Shane Steyer and the rest of the crew. And he calls me about 2 o'clock. The Provictus is what I was shooting. I was shooting 2 different variants of that. And he goes, yeah, they want you up to be picked up at 6:15 for an 8 o'clock taping. And I said, that's insane. It takes 30 minutes to get into the studio. I'm not going to do it. Just tell them no. In fact, live or nothing like we agreed last Tuesday. Those emails are all sent. I have them right here on screen for TV viewers. I'll show you the emails coming back in the next segment. And then we never hear from them. Next, 12 minutes, and there's screenshots in the article at Infowars.com, 12 minutes to 9 when the show goes live. 12 minutes. I have the one text, because they're claiming at like 8:15 they're calling me and texting me. No, they're not. No, there's one text at 8:48. We can show it on screen for TV viewers. 8:48, as you can see, today, sent to your iPhone, your car is at the, for the studio, Neil. And I ended up coming into town, staying downtown with my kids, just so I wouldn't have to drive 30 minutes in and could make sure I'd be there. But I'd set that up days before. I already knew it wasn't going to happen. So this is the hoax they run. Then they go on television and say, I didn't show up. Then they have their minions tweet that I'm afraid. Oh, I'm really afraid. I would love to be put in the arena with you chicken necks. I would love for you to put me anywhere, anytime, live, satellite or in person, with George Stephanopoulos, Bill Clinton, anybody. I've confronted Hillary, Bill Clinton, I've confronted Janet Reno. I've confronted George Bush. I've been arrested for doing it. I have protested at Fox and their cover-up of 9/11 and the Saudi connection and been arrested and beat up. I mean, all on footage. I've been on The View. That's a big show with like 15 million viewers, not 5 million like the Sunday News show, which is big. I mean, for imploded mainstream media, it's one of the biggest things left out there. But I got 20 million viewers and listeners a week. I mean, I don't need you. And they were so upset, and they said like four or five times that I wouldn't show up during the whole panel discussion. We wish we could have asked him this. We wish we could have asked him that. Oh, yeah, right. You wish you could have asked me. As you misrepresent and deceive everybody up there. So you say, no, we're not doing it live. After you promised it'd be live. And by the way, I was still intending to go down there taped because I was going to have my cousin come, Buckley, who lives downtown, and videotape what really happened. I've done on CNN before so that I could show how you edited it. But then we never heard back from you, jackasses. So you go on air and then claim I chickened out. Well, I challenge any live ABC program.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Our thanks to David, radio talk show host Alex Jones, who, as David said, has been one of the leading proponents of this theory, had agreed to join us this morning, but he did not show up at our studio. So let's
continue with our propaganda. I'm going to play the entire unedited clip coming up here in just a moment. But this is such a prism into every angle of this. You can watch the full clip at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Dirty Tricks, ABC claim of Alex Jones' no-show is a hoax. And again, in just a few minutes, we're going to air the clip from the beginning. Network blames its own screw-up on radio host. Now, that's Paul Watson writing an article today on Sunday, trying to be a journalist, trying to be fair. I've done this hundreds of times. I've been in satellite studios 300 times or more. You'll notice you don't see me a lot doing it now because they just edit what I have to say down to 10 seconds to misrepresent what I'm saying because I don't just put out sound bites. And I also talk theoretically or rhetorically, or I'll quote others. And they'll do stuff like I'll quote Hitler and say Hitler was bad. They'll show me quote Hitler out of context like I'm pro-Hitler. I mean, I've had that happen. You've all seen MSNBC say that I was behind the Boston bombings and then give no proof. I mean, we're talking outrageous craziness, and it's because of what I'm covering. But I know what happened here. They wanted to have an edited 30, 40-second piece to make it look like they were fair journalists and pretend journalists, and that they interviewed the person that, quote, broke this story, the media system that first talked about this. And when I didn't show up to be taped, because I told them I wasn't doing it yesterday in phone calls and email, they had to then, oh, gosh, I guess let's get him live. But wait, that'll look bad if he's live. He'll take over like Piers Morgan and other shows and BBC. And so I get called at 8:48. It would take that long for me to go and get in the car and maybe get there. So, I was sitting right there with coffee at the computer reading news. Beep. Car's downstairs. I didn't call them. Nothing. Because I don't worship them. I'm sick of just waiting for the mainstream media and going to their studios 3 hours before. They want to be there at 6 a.m. or to be picked up at 6. And then just sit there in case a bunch of Washington wonks. I mean, have you seen, yesterday they at least had interesting reporters, interesting newsmen and women who you wanted to watch, who were stars. Tom Brokaw, Dan Rather, Marley Schaefer, all these cool people. Now you watch it, it's all a bunch of political operatives, the Democratic Party mainly. 80% of them on average. A bunch of boring mummies on TV. I mean, imagine if Karl Rove had his own show, it'd be boring. I mean, it's just, you wonder why you don't have any viewers anymore. These Sunday news shows used to have 10, 15 million viewers. Now they got 3, 4, 5 million and they're lucky. And then I'm just going to let you edit what I have to say. Eisenhower warned of the military-industrial complex taking over. We have the military trained to take on gun owners and vets. It's all over the news. The military is telling us about it. They don't like us. Exposing this. Here is the Eisenhower quote. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. the potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. Should I play the actual TV clip? I was going to go on and quote that. And I had gotten myself where I'd memorized it yesterday, and I was going to open with that. And then I was going to clean their clocks. I was going to say, in every other third world country and dictatorship, the military's been used to take over. From the Soviet Union, with the rise of the Bolsheviks, to Nazi Germany, to Mao Zedong, political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. And here I have Forbes, and here I have Reuters, with the headlines that the military's main mission is taking on the American people. Now, as Senator Cruz has said, the mainstream media has lost credibility, and so has the government. And so Texas is concerned, and Governor Abbott simply said, we're going to monitor it to allay fears. And you then put out hundreds of editorial articles and editorial cartoons showing Texans picking their nose, wearing Alex Jones fan T-shirts and tinfoil hats, pointing guns at Governor Abbott. That's the L.A. Times cartoon graphic that we'll put up on screen from the L.A. Times itself. But you type in Alex Jones, Jade Helm, there's 250-something articles today, and this cartoon is one of them, with the Alex Jones fan and the Texans eating their boogers and the Texan with a rebel flag putting a gun to the head of the governor. What's constituent? Must be fancy word for patriot. And as the governor saying, I know the U.S. Army is not about to take over Texas and lock up everyone in Walmarts. But since my constituents believe it, I'm sending in the State Guard. That's the and then the seal of the state of the paranormal. Really, the paranormal, the militarization of police. The president acting as a dictator outside of Congress. That's why Louis Gohmert, Army veteran, came out and said, no, I'm concerned about martial law. We don't think this event's going to be it, but it's clearly part of the long-term acclimation program for it. But this itself is an example of how they respond. Let's go ahead and go out to break with the first part of the White House run and staffed by a bunch of White House operatives, Face the Nation. Here it is.
Now to a Texas-sized conspiracy theory sparking headlines across the country, including this week in the New York Times. The theory
that an
upcoming...
I'm gonna analyze this this week, Face the Nation, they're all the same, this ABC News piece very slowly. First, their God is the New York Times. That's where they get their main talking points. So they didn't start reporting on this at this week until the New York Times reported it. Even though it had already been on CBS, ABC, NBC, all the nightly news, they didn't start reporting on it on the major policy wonk show where the establishment tunes in to get their talking points until the New York Times got to it. And then it's a Texas size, you know, Texas tales. No, Texans have the lower taxes, have more of the basic freedoms, have the right to private property, things like that. That's why everyone, like a lifeboat, is fleeing the East and the West, in California and other areas, to come here. So you make the jokes, you show some country music and some hayseeds and imply, we're all a bunch of bumpkins, don't know what go on. Now, we know the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the Patriot Act, the rest of it. So, again, we're going to go to break, so we have plenty of time. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play this and just analyze this from the front to the back. But remember, they wanted to claim that they tried to have me there to debate me, but magically it didn't happen. Magically. Because they knew I was going to come out and say, I told you only live, you agreed to it, you stopped. So they wanted to be able to say, we wanted to talk to Mr. Jones, but he wouldn't show up, to imply I've got something to hide. I've had them do it before. This is what they do. They want to play a journalist. Most of the time, print media calls us to an interview. It's just to act like they talk to us. They won't even quote us. It's all just theater.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
To be clear, this is bigger than InfoWars. We're not covering this because we're all over the news. It's the anatomy, the structure, the tissue, the makeup, the skeletal undergirding of the takeover incrementally of this society. I mean, I get up here with James Bamford, former producer of Nightline in like 1998, when he had a book out about NSA spying with all the documents. It's basically everything Snowden's told us. And people would say, Jones claims he's exposed the NSA and that they're spying without warrants. Ha, 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 that's illegal. Everyone knows that's impossible. Good guys run the government. And now we know they're spying on Congress itself, the bureaucracy. The worst, the worst. I mean, Congress came out on Friday and said, we're allowed to insider trade again and shut down an SEC investigation into massive insider trading. Corruption's been legalized at the top. But little people are under attack. And they want this gravy train to continue. And as Texans and others wake up and don't want to be slaves, don't want Obamacare, don't want their kids taught how to have sex at age 5, don't want forced inoculations, you just call us kooks. And there are, no exaggeration, more than 15 news articles I saw today where they have me or others wearing tinfoil hats on their head. Where's your debate? Where's your argument? Jade Helm, mastering the human domain, we have now discovered, back to Pentagon documents, is indeed for domestic psyops and to condition the public under sociology to understand how to take over America. And I love how they have Republicans and Democrats, and including this panel, saying, listen, you cannot trust the government. That's fine. But you don't question our military. That is such a bizarre statement. Our military is run by the government. It's self-run by special interests. It's like saying, you can question Hitler, but you don't question the German army. Well, who runs the German army in 1939, 1944? It's just the logic has left the building. But I saw a video on Infowars.com and a news article Friday where the majority of New Yorkers who spoke English, you know, these were domestic people. Few of them had accents. They knew what World War II was. They didn't know what World War II was. They thought it was Desert Storm, most of them. Yeah, we fought Hitler and that Saddam guy in the desert, right? Yeah, I mean, it's just these shows target, and even the demographics for this week, senile old people, nothing against old people, but they only senile folks are watching it mainly, and kind of government types and people getting their talking points. So they're just preying on people. And that's why we have a bigger audience than you. I mean, we've got 5 million views a week on one YouTube channel. You have 3.5-4 million viewers a week. I mean, where is the prestige? We have 3 million radio listeners rated a day listening. You add all the aggregate systems together, it's 20 million. There's the article. VE Day, because that was the 70th anniversary on Friday. Americans don't know what World War II was. See, that's the type of American that these shows have helped create. Totally dumbed down. Totally mindless. Now, I'm going to try to shut up and not pause too much during this and maybe just write notes because it is really hard to listen to. But let's go ahead and go to the piece that they claim I chickened out on. Does anyone really believe I chickened out to debate these people? They chickened out and said I couldn't come on live. And then I said, why do you want me there 3 hours early to tape it? I'm not doing it. I'll do live or nothing. And they didn't respond and then showed up 12 minutes before airtime so they could claim with their $50 taxi cab that I was a chicken. He wouldn't come on and debate us. Well, we win. Let's go to another rigged fight where they took the engine out of our NASCAR and claimed that we were scared to race. Here it is.
Now to a Texas-sized conspiracy theory sparking headlines across the country, including this week in the New York Times. The theory that an upcoming Pentagon training exercise is actually part of a plan to impose martial law.
To many, it's far-fetched, but not to Texans, because, you know, they're knuckle-draggers. We have said that is preparation for all-out conditioning. And that then we show the Pentagon documents. So let's go back to her.
Fetched, but not to some of the top politicians in the Lone Star State. Here's a...
And you know why? Because they know, as Louis Gohmert, the congressman, said, it's in all these Pentagon training manuals to take on veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and Christians. So, see, everybody knows, because you're on MSNBC promoting how we need to arrest all the Tea Party and how great it is to have the IRS persecute people. I mean, they own up to all that. You guys ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. You've opened the borders up outside of law. Obamacare is gang raping the country. You're saying we can keep our doctor and all these lies, and you're not. So you can sit there all pretentious with your shrinking audience, like an African water hole. You're all like a bunch of crocodiles in there. There's not about to be any water left, and you're just snapping. But you're still a mighty crocodile. Even though you're on your last legs, you still are arrogant. You still are a predator, aren't you? Just another control freak predator. I can't even look at her. Just go back to the clip.
He sees David Wright.
Mama, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas.
From Willie Nelson on down, it's practically the slogan of the state.
Don't mess with Texas.
And that may explain the reaction to Jade Helm 15, a multi-state training exercise for U.S. Special Forces planned this summer for the Southwest. Talk show host Alex Jones, among the many, stirring up concerns on conservative websites and social media that Jade Helm is a Trojan horse for a federal invasion, a dress rehearsal for martial law.
This is in preparation for the financial collapse and maybe even Obama not leaving office. I mean, I'm telling you, this is so huge.
Never mind the Pentagon's reassurances to the contrary.
Is the U.S. military planning to overtake?
Back it up. This is the Secretary of Defense about to speak and deny it like it's a big joke. Everybody laughs like little lapdogs, trained seals. Give me another fish. They show the Jade Helm document itself, despite the Pentagon's assurances. It's the document that admits they'll be doing stuff that's illegal. It's the document admitting it's to win hearts and minds domestically. It's the document that lists Texas and Utah and Orange County as hostile. So, see, they'll use... It'd be like Jeffrey Dahmer to the cops going, I didn't kill anybody. And he opens up the refrigerator and it's full of dead bodies. See? Now, is that outrageous? Excuse me, let me take a bite off this bicep here. I mean, this is ridiculous. Has an arm in his hand. I mean, come on. Look, Charlie Manson with a dead baby in his hands. He's cut out of Sharon Tate. He's like, come on, police. I didn't do anything. Or the bank robber caught in the vault going, I'm not stealing anything with a mask on and, you know, loot in his hands. Let's go back to the deception.
Never mind the Pentagon's reassurances to the contrary.
Is the U.S. military planning to overtake Texas?
No. All we want to do is make sure that our guys are trained for combat overseas.
At a town hall meeting in Central Texas, this lieutenant colonel got an earful.
It is a preparation for martial law. It is not a preparation for martial law, sir. That's what you say.
Remember the Alamo?
Hang on.
Texas does, only in this remake, those wouldn't be Santa Ana's troops marshaling in the desert. Texas politicians have added fuel to the fire by taking those concerns seriously.
You know, I understand the concern that's been raised by a lot of citizens about Jade Helm, and I think part of the reason is we have seen for 6 years a federal government disrespecting the liberty of the citizens.
That's Ted Cruz. Of course, they edited out to say he doesn't think the military's bad and doesn't think this is a takeover to make it sound like he does. This is how they deceive you. But it doesn't work anymore. So just keep deceiving. Keep playing like you only have the big audience and that we don't. And just keep playing like in imaginary make-believe land that you're in charge, because you're not. You got your pants down. We see you. And that's why the elected representatives in Texas know that.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working
working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And what's the New World Order? It's the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, the very same globalist robber barons, folks like George Soros and others that control the world's currencies and credit, that are bringing in a planetary standardized system where they're above the law, have diplomatic immunity. We've got to pay them selectively enforced taxes. It's just a return to feudalism with an oligarchy sitting on top of us. And the good news is, all over the country, people are waking up to Agenda 21, to open borders, to gun control, to militarization of police. This is all really about federalist takeover. Not the old federalist system of sharing power between the states and the feds, but the federal takeover, the feds themselves controlled by offshore interests. Jon Stewart comes out on Comedy Central and makes fun of us and says, you've already been conquered by the army. And that's their view. See, there are no states. There is no sovereignty. There is no individual freedom. Didn't you know? Ha, ha, ha. But America is waking up to just how captured we are. They want kids to grow up thinking it's normal to have troops all over the streets and TSA sticking their hands down your pants. And the even better news is mainstream media would have done a better job for themselves and their foreign owners if they'd have just kept their mouth shut about Jade Helm and ignored us. But by lying 5 weeks ago and saying there is no Jade Helm, Jones claims he has a document, he doesn't have proof, then, oh, Jones says it's secret, but it's not. Never said that. Building straw men. Building fake arguments. What's the big deal about the troops? There's no plan for domestic takeover when we have hundreds of articles where the mainstream media is pushing that the Pentagon's needed for veterans and gun owners. And see, the people showing up at town halls all over Texas, not just Pastrop, where they're canceling different Jade Helm operations. It's just Jade Helm is based at Camp Swift in the hostile territory of Texas under FEMA. Almost all those people there are my listeners or other folks that are already awake. They've already read Reuters and Forbes and the Associated Press and the Army War College. So let me tell you, the average Texan's out there with the internet. They're on the Pentagon website. The average Texan that's there owns a couple businesses, super hardworking, has a couple degrees, a bunch of people working under him, a lot of refugees from the East and the West, and they understand what's going on. It's why our state's a boom town compared to others. But see, ABC has this thing, we're all a bunch of country bumpkins, and the LA Times has got us in cartoons with fingers up our noses, and it says, Alex Jones eats boogers. Literally, Alex Jones fan, and then a kid eating boogers. Well, I guess that proves I'm wrong, huh? Why, you drew a funny picture. That means I'm a liar. I want to take your calls on this subject. Why are they betting everything on Jade Helm? Why are they going so crazy right now when they've had thousands of other drills where the military trains to take our guns on video? See, everybody's seen these just the last month, five or six videos with Army drills with the role players saying, I'm a gun owner, I'm an American veteran, I'm a Tea Partier, I'm a sovereign citizen, you can't take my guns, as they're billy clubbed. Or local news, why do we have armored vehicles here in Spokane? For the veterans and gun owners, we're getting ready for a war. Or in Indiana, Sheriff, why do you have the armored vehicles? Well, we got a lot of veterans, or there's a coming war with them. I mean, everybody's like, really, the veterans? And then we're like, hey, the military's trying to take on veterans. Shut up, you hate veterans, you anti-American trash. That Jones is a commie working with the Ruskies. I mean, look, the people watch. Let me explain something to everybody up there in their ivory towers. You're all a bunch of know-it-alls there in Washington and New York City. And, you know, we all have outhouses and we don't have opposable thumbs. And you know everything. Except most of your family's already fled your state because there's no jobs. Listen, you're a cancer. You're a bunch of narcissistic know-it-alls. And thank God you're not as evil or tough as Stalin or Hitler. You're evil, but you're just not tough. You're lazy. You smoke your own political propaganda. You believe your own BS. You're getting high on your own supply, so just keep doing it. Keep telling people there's no Jade Helm and there is, or then say I'm a liar and I hate troops and I don't, when the military's the one giving us all this intel. You're done. You're done. It won't happen today or even next month or next year, but you're on your way out. Every indicator shows it. So go ahead and throw a big fit. Blow some stuff up to blame it on us like you did Oklahoma City. The dog don't hunt. The bird doesn't fly. The engine doesn't start. You go ahead and play your hand. Go ahead. Go ahead and fill your hand. Go ahead, because we're not backing down, scum. You got it. We know. We're watching everything you do. We don't believe a word out of your lying, fat mouths, you traitor. You pieces of trash collaborators. The sick part is they know what they're doing up there with all their deceptions. It's the same playbook. Let's go ahead and go back to their propaganda. I'm going to play it. Come back in the next hour. Take your calls. The number is 877-789-2539. Different number than the weekdays. We produce the whole show here in Austin on Sundays. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. Let's go back to what was the biggest news show in the country this week with ABC, now a remnant. In fact, I said it had 15 million viewers. I was looking at it earlier. This show had over 20 million viewers just 10 years ago. Now on average, 3.5 million, some weeks 5 million. On Mother's Day, even less. So here they are, the mouse that roars, lying to their viewers. The reason they only have, no offense, I went to visit my grandmother today, you know, at her assisted living. But, I mean, that's who you got watching. You've got people at assisted living facilities watching. Here it is.
Last week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott called up the Texas State Guard to monitor U.S. troops and protect the constitutional rights of Texans, drawing this wisecrack from John Stewart.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, John Stewart.
In other ways, his brother runs the New York Stock Exchange. On actual threats.
He has a fake name.
Like
oh, no, don't do that.
Chainsaw massacres.
Oh, no, New Yorker laughing at me. Oh,
but in the Lone Star State, plenty of people are worried. Now telling Washington. This week, David Wright, ABC News, New York.
Our thanks to David. Radio talk show host Alex Jones, who, as David said, has been one of the leading proponents of this theory, had agreed to join us this morning, but he did not show up at our studio.
Bravo,
so
Sierra.
Let's bring back the round table.
Back it up 10 seconds. Back it up 10 seconds. I even told Nico, I told him Saturday, I said, there's a good chance with this weird 6 a.m. time that they're going to pull games with the car and have it not show up or show up late and claim I didn't make it. I just said, tell them we're not doing it. We agreed to live. They broke the agreement. And they just don't care. They're going to prey on their victims. This is run by George Stephanopoulos, Bill Clinton's main liar. I mean, you know. So here's the deal, ABC, George Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos, I will debate you anytime you want live, punk. Just come out on air and say, I'm debating Alex Jones for 10 minutes live next week. You would actually have 10 million viewers, doubling what you have, guaranteed. Guaranteed, you'd have 10 million viewers. Highest ratings Piers Morgan ever had was having me on. But I destroyed his career. It was a dead count bounce. I took him out like Gladiator. You put me in the ring with you, I will tear your literal propaganda intestines out. And you know it. And you're such cowards, you got to then lie and say, I'm scared to get in the arena with you? You're like a legless, eyeless Pomeranian in a fight with a top pit bull. I mean, are you really think I'm... I mean, I don't even get vocal and eloquent till I'm in a fight with somebody politically. I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. I will clean the floor with you. Come on, any ABC News show that's live and national, I'm ready. Just open the gate. Let me in there with you, please. Piers Morgan rightfully described me in a news article he wrote for The Guardian as a gorilla pacing in its barred enclosure, wanting to get at him. And that's absolutely right. I mean, no one believes that I was scared to come on and debate a bunch of mummies. It goes on for like 5 more minutes. Let's play another minute of it. Here it is.
New York.
Our thanks to David. Radio talk show host Alex Jones, who, as David said, has been one of the leading proponents of this theory, had agreed to join us this morning, but he did not show up at our studio. So let's bring back the roundtable to weigh in on this. Boy, this got some real legs, this story, and it certainly had to do with Greg Abbott and Ted Cruz talking about it. Rich?
Well, they're pandering to a vocal minority, and I'm all in favor of a healthy distrust of the government, but not paranoia. There are many threats to our liberty. The U.S. military isn't one of them. And besides, federal...
And the Roman military wasn't a threat to take over Rome under Julius Caesar, and most third world countries don't fall to the military, and our founders didn't warn us about having a domestic military that would take over. The number one threat is always the political class use the military to take over. I mean, that's what Eisenhower said. These people are telling you that up is down is up, and black is white, and 2 + 2 = 100. They're liars.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
We the people grow cotton. We fabricate. Engrave Inc. embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.